All right, good evening, everybody. I'm going to call this meeting to order. Will you join me for the Pledge of Allegiance, please? We're in a new room, so I got my flag I brought. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. It's a little beat up, but it has not hit the ground.
I cannot believe it.
All right, I'm going to declare a quorum with two out of three board members here. Julie got into a car accident at 4:30 this afternoon. Fortunately, no injuries, but she does have to sit and wait for the police to show up to be able to file a report. So,
kind of a habit for her.
She's in the midst of that. Let's see. We will move to the minutes from our special meetings right at the end of December. This was doing a couple last-minute accounting things, and we did, as you can see on meeting one, we're going to switch the bank account over. We changed the pay structure for the board a little bit. It looks like a big increase on the monthly, but we took out special meeting pays and we took out mileage. So the board is not getting compensated for mileage or those special meetings anymore. Let's see. One clarification on meeting number one, item number six. The second dollar amount, the $118,918, should actually have 30 cents on it. So the total, $158,246, should have 30 cents on it as well. So we're going to approve it with those two adjustments. The voucher details, that was just checks that we were paying at the end of December, so that we weren't holding over any balances through the end of the year. As we go to, well, actually, we'll do that one separately. Okay. So, I make a motion to approve meeting 1 minutes for the special meeting with that one adjustment for the 30 cents that we need to add on item six.
I'll second.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Sorry. On number two, where you guys bumped up your pay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Julie voted against it.
Correct.
Was it because of the pay or was it because of the vouchering system?
Read the Winslow stated.
No, it was more about it was more she was trying to negotiate and say she would take less pay, not take a pay raise if we could hire an outside accountant to do all of our vouchers and payrolls and all of our book entries.
That you currently handle.
Yeah. Correct.
I. Okay.
So. And said, all right. I said, you're welcome to have your opinion. And just 2-1. All right. So a motion's been made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 2-0. Let's see. This one I made. All right. On the second meeting, weren't any changes. The prepayment amounts that says that got tabled, that had to do with the vouchers. So that was just kind of a second entry on accident. The purchase of the newer grader. The transfer of FEMA money, that was money we received in February of last year that went into a special bank account. We got our report done showing the roads and specifically the rock, machines, labor, where all that money was allocated, so we were able to transfer that into our regular bank account. With the FEMA rules, you're not able to transfer that until you have that report done. And then we approved the December meeting minutes because we had changed one policy as far as how we get our mail. So that we approved it here so that we could start that January 1st. Excuse me. All right, so motion to accept these, the second meeting on December 30th for special meeting minutes.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 2-0. Let's see. All right. Did we have any organizations or groups that wanted to speak? This is aside from our just general public speaking. Didn't think so. Mr. Phillip, got to get one of your reports.
Yeah, I gave them all to you.
They were on the table when you came in.
Yeah, I know.
I got the ones that I thought I needed. He's just used to us handing him everything.
Yeah. All right, well, I guess started off as far as December months go, we'll kind of wrap up December and then kind of talk a little bit about the year stuff. Again, more culverts, replaced a couple culverts, one off Swakopmund number 2, 160 at number 3. More brush, trash, Swakopmund number 2, 159th, 1 and 2. We did have to replace the batteries and PT3, which if you guys go back through, PT3 is the Sterling dump truck, the big red dump truck. Had to replace batteries in it. Still working on the ditch on Prairie Creek number 5. Kind of got pulled away for other jobs and tasks currently.
More important than me.
More important.
Surprisingly.
Getting the snow plow up. We never even used our snow plow last year, so how a solenoid went bad, I don't know. Brand new machine. Anyway, we had to replace the solenoid for the snow boss plow. For the red F-250 to get it back up and running. Got it up, preparing for snow, and I haven't seen any snow yet, and I'm not complaining either. We did have another meeting with the City of Rose Hill on the Greenway site. That is still an ongoing process. Jeff will probably talk about it more later. So it's still, everything's still in the works, and it's kind of on hold for talking with engineers and getting, you know, who's going to do what and everything lined out, kind of crossing T's and dotting I's. Down this month, 732 total tons for material, 385.11 hours. Everything's up and serviceable as of right now. We did here recently finally found a trailer for the excavator, so we purchased a trailer. We actually, a guy out of Augusta was selling a used one. He'd had a heart attack and he had done a dirt works business. He survived it, but he was just selling off all his equipment and everything. So we got a really good deal. We got about a $10,000 trailer for $3,500. So. It is a pintle hook style, so it goes on the back of the red dump truck. It's got air brakes. He threw in two extra brand new tires. The tires that are on it look brand new. It is an older trailer. It's a 1968 model. If you looked at it, you'd think it was next to new. I mean, he took immaculate care of it. So we got a trailer. The only thing we got left on it is we got to cut the electrical connector to get the style that fits our truck. We haven't done that yet. It had a different style plug-in, so we don't have lights or anything on it, so we got to get that fixed. But once we get that up and going, we'll have a decent trailer. Had more problems with our motor grader, of course. Right before the ice storm, it went down completely. We couldn't get it started, couldn't get it to do anything. Had to call Foley out. They had to trailer it back to Foley. Got it up and going. They were supposed to be bringing us our new motor grader that we approved. Unfortunately, it is not ready still currently. It's supposed to be delivered tomorrow. We'll see. They took our old one. They got it running. Then they stripped it. They took all the stuff off, the front hydraulics, the front lift group. They stripped it down. Well, we were coming into that ice storm, and I called them and said, we have to have something. Bring me a loaner, bring us something just in case something happens. So they brought us our old one back. So
with new batteries.
Yeah, they put new batteries and got it up and running. So it's currently running. I've been using it the last couple days, and now that they stripped it, the bushings were out on this machine on the mole board. So every road we grade, the mole board is shifting, and it's just chattering the roads. So it's just doing, it's doing more damage than it's really even doing good.
I got
it all the way down as far as it'll go. It's just, there's too much play in it. So, I mean, and I'm, and in some roads I'm crawling at 1 and 2 mile an hour now, just trying to get it to quit. So.
And you bought another cat.
And we bought another cat.
This is supposed to be a totally different class of cat, though.
So. We did get a bigger one this time. So, again, the machine we've had has been, I could probably go back through and find out the number of days it was actually down, but it was down more than it was up this year. Unfortunately, if you do research on that 12M2, we must have just got a lemon because none of the other ones were having the problems that we were having.
Yeah,
I mean it really does for that 12M2. I mean people like that motor grader. We just seem to have issues with it, but we got a new one coming. It's a 160 all-wheel drive. It's going to have rear rippers, front hydraulics, additional hydraulics, Bluetooth radio. So you should never see somebody in a motor grader doing this, because it's all Bluetooth. It goes through the stereo, everything. If they get a phone call, they can...
We just say, turn on.
What I'm hoping is they get the technology that I can just sit there with joysticks and run it all from the shop.
The Barca Lounger.
So, it's been a good year. It's been definitely a very trying year with all the damage we had this year. Matter of fact, 170th, mile 6, it still got washed out on it. I mean, I still have stuff to fix on it. The amount of work that's to be done out there is just astronomical. What our agenda is for this year is we're going to focus hard on chip seal projects, get them complete. And then the projects that we've got, the ditch on Prairie Creek, obviously it'll be done here shortly too. But getting all these little side projects that got started, getting all that stuff knocked out, and we've got, I've got probably a list of 40 other projects that when these start coming, that, we've got ditches that we want to clean out, we've got roads that we want to rebuild and bring up, we've got plenty of work, don't get me wrong. So if you see those guys sitting around anywhere, call me. There's plenty of stuff to do that I promise you I should never see one of those guys ever sitting around. And, my guys are pretty good. They do stay very busy. I'm a little bit, maybe a little bit too hard on them at times. I didn't even give Richard the lunch break today. I said, hey, Richard, you know what? I will swing by and get you a sandwich, and I will hand it to you as you drive by, but you're going to have to keep going. I need you in the truck today. We had several spots on 140th that were it's just mud. It's all those screenings and stuff still. So when the people are driving down the road, they're just driving through slime and muck and mud. So we, got some more gravel and brushed it on top of them and get it covered up.
It's kind of like driving on ice.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, I know you two guys should know right there on 160th where that cream went down, that stuff gets so slimy. All of 140th that we did between Butler Road and Prairie Creek, it's like driving in snot. It's slime. That cream rock.
I didn't know you put the cream on there.
Yeah, well, that's the only thing available right now, and that's the other thing that's...
That's killing us.
Yeah, the quarry told us that it could be midsummer, it could be the following year before they ever make gray rock again.
So. For the general public, or is that windmill farm still?
No, that's
wind farm still taking.
They're all taking cream rock though.
They are now.
Yeah,
too?
They're not. They're not even making gray rock for anybody.
That was
and don't have any plans.
Yeah,
to.
Late summer and into the fall, one of the wind farms southeast of here, were running about 40 trucks a day through the quarry, taking all the gray 1 inch, 1.5 inch that we were trying to get for the roads.
They cleaned house, and now they're taking all the cream rock, too.
Yeah,
so
frustrating.
And they're selling enough cream rock. It's easier to make. It's cheaper for them to make it. And people are taking it, so why not just keep making cream? And that's what they're going to do. they're if they keep running at the rate they're running, according to the quarry, in 2 years they could potentially be shut down and out of rock completely. They're letting 6,000 tons a day go out, and they can only make 3,000 tons a day. So, I mean, it's...
Are they hitting the other quarries too?
I don't know how bad, because if you go up to Martin Marietta, it's different. They got a different world. You have to have certain accounts set up, and you have, I mean, it's, you have to, like, more or less bid out your job. So you say, this is my job, I need 500 tons of this rock. That's what they get you. You don't get more, you don't get less. It's not free for all like it is out here at Southwest Butler Court. So.
On 160, the most of that road going up to here is gray rock, right?
Yep.
And then down in front of my hat is
the cream. Yep. And just right there where we did those culverts.
And there was a lot of difference in the gray.
100%.
The yellow rock turned into mud when it got red. Yep.
You can take that cream rock, and I've tested the theory. You can pick up a rock and just snap it in half. That's how strong that cream rock is. It don't last. I'm out of options.
You didn't get muddy this time.
Yeah.
So whenever it comes to your chip sealing projects that you'll be starting, whenever, a couple more months or whatever.
Yep.
Will you be able to use the yellow rock, or is that going to be
according to the county? Yes. According to county engineers, that's what they use. That's what Butler County uses, is the cream rock. I personally don't want to use it. I'm looking into other options of getting something else.
For the chip seal program, it doesn't make any difference. It's covered up anyway. Right?
Well, but you want a nice hard base.
Yeah, you want a harder base.
Yeah. So,
What is the other quarry southeast of here? I'm just drawing a blank. The way we were looking at the river rock.
Wells. Yeah, it's Wells and Arc City.
Arc City, that's one. Okay.
So, but again, Wells, he. Every time I call him, he tells me he has nothing. I know he's got something because Richland's hauling from him and having trucks go down there. But I think what it is he only has very little amounts. And again, it's river rock. And river rock, I like it personally. I grew up with river rock. But a lot of people in the township don't, because they have... it's not screened as well as it should be, so you might get chunks this big or this big, in the rocks, and people don't like driving on that stuff. It pops tires, it's hard, but it makes for a really good road. But we're looking into options. I mean, there's Severy, but you talk about trucking and cost, and I don't know if it's in our budget to be driving back and forth, because by the time you factor in an entire day, you might get 4 loads a day driving back and forth to Severy. Plus fuel costs and everything else. I just don't know that that's where we want to be, honestly. We're kind of at a loss. We don't know what we're going to do, but we got to do something. Not going back to sand, that's for sure.
Cornejo, have you checked them?
Yeah, I have. Cornejo does have some gray rock, but it's... talking $26 to $38 a ton.
Oof.
Yeah. So. Other than that,
So everybody call the quarry and ask them to start making rock.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great rock.
Yep.
Figure it out. All right.
So back on the chip seal piece, what other 3 miles are you guys going to do that was supposed to be for this year?
It'll still be the exact same one.
Oh, so you're not doing an additional 3?
No.
Oh, no.
I thought you were doing a 3 every year.
Oh, no. No,
we just pushed it.
We did 3 miles because in 2015, with the turnover on the board, the turnover in employees.
I understand that.
Well, so that's where the extra chunk of money came from, to do 3 miles.
And then we were going to try to
do. We're going to try to do maybe 1 mile, max 2 a year as we go forward.
Okay.
So
one mile max 2 this year.
Because there would be no way. We're going to be hard pressed to get what we have.
We're going to start with the 3
done
that didn't get done this year.
We don't have the crew. I mean, when you're talking, there's 2 of us out there, 2.5 of us. It's just it's not feasible unless we're hiring trucks and everything else, and then so
raises the cost.
Yeah. So, that's all I got.
Good.
Any other questions?
You probably can't afford to go to Cedarville.
I don't know. I've looked into it. It's not Cedarville.
Right,
yeah. Yeah, I've looked into that too. I don't know what rock's available. I'm actually heading down that way tomorrow. And I'm going to swing by and at their quarry and look. So, I mean, it's worth talking to. I mean, again, I've been talking to a couple other townships. I spoke with a trustee and overseer today for Rockford Township. Kind of same thing. They're looking for advice. They're looking up for advice. I mean, their roads got destroyed from that washout. They actually got $180,000 from FEMA.
Wow.
This year.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, and their budget's only $240,000, and they got $180,000 from FEMA this year. They had significant damage, and he told me that
Even with FEMA's rule changes? Where we got zero.
Where we got zero, they got $180,000.
Holy crap.
So yeah. You two need to go talk to them about how to fill out this paperwork.
No, and they don't even have to fill out their paperwork. They got grandfathered in with the whole Mulvane thing. So, like Mulvane and anything surrounding.
Oh, so that's how they met. That's how they met their thresholds.
Yeah. Okay. So they got grandfathered in. So they don't even have to submit. I mean, all he said he had to do was send handwritten statements to the FEMA people saying this is the road. You know, it's completely destroyed. It's probably going to cost this, we think, and FEMA did all the work. It could happen. So I don't know.
Rose Hill floods.
They asked me about rock and where we're using, and like I told them, I said we don't have anything available either. We're at the same loss you guys are at.
Where they located?
They are directly south of Gibson and west of Richland.
Okay.
So they're that corner right there. So they're just kind of catty corner from us here. And, you know, they're obviously, they've got three part-time guys. They're looking for another a fourth part-time guy just to operate the motor grader. yeah, so they're, and, you know, they told me that they got roads right now that the mailman can't even get down. I mean, you know, so with it as wet as it is, I mean, there's no road left. It's just solid mud.
Pony Express.
Yep.
go back.
Yeah. I said they had trucks coming in dumping, and the trucks just got to back up, dump the pile, and then they got to push it forward, and then the next truck comes in dump.
Yeah.
They can't even drive the trucks through to get the material on the road.
All right, as much as we love talking about Rockford, you're stretching out my short meeting.
All right. That's it. That's all I got. Anybody else? Yeah. All right.
All right. Julie's not here for the clerk's report, so we'll go to the treasurer's.
Well, since we paid everything in December and we pay for the prior month bills every month, there are no bills to approve.
No vouchers to approve.
So basically just we transferred the money from the FEMA account to the road fund. And let's see, we started out the month with $284,656.83 and ended the month slash year with $281,818.80. And after all that FEMA stuff that never got approved for any of the townships in our area, we're looking really good. I've heard from other townships that we've got money, they don't.
No.
So we should be really happy. So,
watching the dollars.
Yep, watching the dollars. We've got money.
Okay.
And let's see, working on getting stuff ready for an audit. Just got a little bit of stuff I've got to do. Since we changed up how we were keeping records and stuff, I just have to play catch up on all the stuff, get that all caught up, and then we should be pretty much ready for an audit and stuff. And we've got an annual report that we'll do here in a little bit.
In a second.
Pretty much it.
Okay. Thank you. I don't have too much to add. Just we've got our meeting with Butler County is coming up the 28th of February. That's the countywide meeting where all the township officials and overseers go to that meeting, the all-day one that they do up in El Dorado. Like Philip said, the Greenway site is moving forward. That meeting that we already had was with the city engineer and the architect. And actually, I'm meeting with Austin on Wednesday. He said the guy's back with the plans. He just wants to talk for like 5 minutes. Okay. So, sorry, he said he didn't need to come. And I think a couple of you weren't here. Just real quickly on the grader, we went back and forth in this special meeting for probably a good 20 minutes, half hour, about cat deer, pros, cons. But the biggest deciding factor was because Caterpillar has a lease program, they can take our old machine and put it into their rental program and recoup some of the money from it. So their cost for the comparable machine was $80,000 less than the John Deere. So that was a big deciding factor for us. Okay. Any questions? We're coming to the open part real quick. All right, items of business. Katie just said, the end of the year here, end of December. We've been doing all the year-end accounting stuff. We didn't print out a bunch of these because there's literally 20 to 25 pages of them. We'll be happy to get you guys a copy of this if you want. This is just the annual report that we turn into the county that literally tells where we spent every penny by category. Has it broken down by our general fund, our road fund, and then each of the different, actually it's the same categories that are all on here for you.
It's just when I turn it into the county, I have to list out what each item was for.
Yeah, just
give a little more detail than a general.
So, been working on that. So the first item of business is make a motion. Oh, and the it did balance to the penny, to the bank account. We didn't have to make any adjusting entries at all.
There's that one little adjusting entry we made because the payroll liabilities.
But that was from last year. That was last year, so that wasn't.
And when we switched up how we were entering stuff into QuickBooks, it threw a number off a little bit, so we just had to make an adjusting entry to correct it.
All right, so first item of business, I move to approve this Treasurer's Annual Report to go to Butler County.
I'll second.
Motion made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And like I said, if anybody would like a copy of this, we're happy to. I'll give you mine. I can print another one.
You used to be able to, I think, call over to the county and they would get you one of those. Is that still possible?
Yes, but they can't give it to you until I get this turned in. So
correct.
If you want a copy before, they have it ready.
That is correct. Once we give it to them, it's available for anybody. Yes. All right, second item of business was just a, I don't even know what to call this, clarification. I think in the summer of 2015, we had passed a resolution that board members could spend up to $100 without approval. Obviously, with receipts and everything would be looked at afterwards. Anything in excess of that had to be approved by the board. Julie had a coupon, 20% off coupon for office supplies, and so for starting the year, she went out and got a bunch of office supplies to the tune of $400. And so we had to call her on it and say, well, but we passed this, so we need to approve that purchase. It was just an oversight. She forgot that we passed this. Instead of buying office supplies four different times during the year, she bought them all in one lump sum. So, motion on the table to approve her purchase of office supplies. It was right around $400.
It's in the expense report.
It was a little over $500, and we made her take some of it back, so she took back about $100, so it ended up net $400.
Somewhere around $400.
Right. So, motion made.
I'll second.
All right. Motion made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye. All right.
Big business.
And yes, I looked over every last item that she purchased on the receipt. It's all legitimate. Don't worry.
Is this just for her use or for
some of it came out to the shop.
Bunch of it for the shop and then hers, yeah. She's got... three filing cabinets in her dining room that are all the township stuff. And so it's, you know, just folders and filing folders and regular manila folders and paper that she prints off of and ink and just all this stuff for keeping copies. All right, letter G. Does anybody have any questions or comments? Open the floor.
You're looking right at me. I do have one thing.
Sure.
And I was hoping Julia was going to be here.
Change my name. Change my stuff on the website. That's what you wanted.
No. I'd actually add a little bit more to it. No, I want to go on record and apologize for my comment last month about the nepotism.
Okay.
So I just want to go on the record, especially to Julie. So Julie, if you listen to this, my apologies for those comments.
Okay. Appreciate that. Okay. Anybody else? All right. Quick and easy. Oh, let's see. 7:02. We'll call us adjourned.
We had a 30-minute meeting.
That was 30 minutes of mine, too.
No kidding.
Oh, I forgot to mention.